That's right. Also, find us on social media at 99.9 FM WTUZ. That's both on Facebook and on Twitter. Michelle, you couldn't stay up late last night, huh? You just couldn't hang. You. How old are you again?
I think I'm 85.
Guys, listen. Guys and gals, if you're a sports fan last night, even if you're not a basketball fan, well, what a game that was last night. Cavs, they beat the Pacers. 98-95. Drama, though, that's been the Cavs' MO, not only this series, but the whole season. Gosh, just a drama-filled season. So, I mean, we wouldn't have it any other way. None other than that gentleman right there with the game-winning three-pointer as time expired. Thanks to Fox Sports Ohio for this morning.
Three set for LeBron James. Going to work. Fires leaning.
As many times as I can get in there for you. Wow, what a scene last night it was. Tell you what, did they lose that game? I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to think about what goes on. Because you know the conversation today, it's not LeBron's game winner. It's, when is he leaving? When's he leaving town? Blah, blah, blah. Cavs are going to be eliminated. But anyway.
I'm still surprised that they're not beating this team by more points each game. I just don't understand.
It's just the way it is this season. Nothing, what LeBron say? Nothing is given. Everything
is earned.
There you go, Michelle.
Please.
Get that tattooed on me somewhere.
I'm sure people have.
I wouldn't put it past them.
I feel like if you're going to make it to the finals, you should be blowing these teams out by big numbers. Not game winning.
Like we had the past 3 years in the playoffs?
It's just,
you know how hard it is?
There's no way we're going to win.
You know how hard it is to make the NBA finals? Not only one
It shouldn't be that hard
year.
When you have LeBron James.
I get it. But it's hard to make it there 1 year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let alone make it there 2 years in a row. And then after that, try to make it there a third consecutive time, which the Cavs have done. LeBron himself, he's been there like 7 times in a row, dating back to the Miami
early
Heat days. Yeah. So when you woke up this morning, was your phone blown up with social media abuzz? Were you like, wait,
what happened? And I fell asleep with SportsCenter on.
Yeah.
And that was literally the only thing playing for a solid 10 minutes.
Yeah, they were probably playing this all morning.
Great set for LeBron James. Going to work. Fires leaning.
Now listen, I have something for you, which is quite possibly the best piece of audio I've heard so far in 2018.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, we're 4 months in.
Okay, go ahead.
Before I play it, I will preface it by saying, you're welcome. Here is the Spanish version of LeBron's game winner last night.
LeBron, y ahora la tiene el rey. No comete la falta. Indiana levanta el triple. LeBron en camino. ¡Sí!
That's cute.
That's right.
What
he said. Exactly what he said. Hold on. Let me insert this bad boy real quick. Okay. I took Spanish. Did you take Spanish?
Yeah.
You did?
I can translate some of that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said it was a supreme night.
Okay. Or maybe the king reigns supreme, maybe something like that.
He said noche.
Noche.
So that means night, I believe.
Okay. I know.
Let's do it again.
I know king in Spanish is el rey. I didn't hear el rey in there. Here we go. All right.
LeBron. Y ahora la tiene el rey.
I love how he says LeBron, right? like he's from France or something. LeBron. Which is funny. You know, LeBron's mom is actually from France. Did you know that, Gloria?
Are you lying?
No, that's why her son's name is LeBron. LeBron's middle name is Raymond. LeBron, Raymond.
Are you lying?
Totally made all that up.
Oh,
I made all that up. Just so you know.
LeBron, y ahora la tiene el rey.
No idea what he said right there. I mean, there's no...
I'm not sure. He says it so fast.
I know, it's too fast for me. No translating. Comes into the front court. I heard the front court right there.
LeBron en camino.
That means yes.
You do know that.
That still means yes.
Increíble.
Incredible. It's incredible.
Inmenso. El triple su primero de la noche.
Did I hear something triple? Like three? El triple? I don't know. I could have made it.
Tiene a los Cavaliers arriba en la serie.
Is that not one of the great pieces of audio you
I like that. That's
ever
fun.
Heard in your life?
So fun.
Anyway, you could have hit the SAP button on your remote last night, and you maybe could have had that. But no, what a game indeed it was. We'll find out tomorrow. Game six.
You can just feel Indiana. The energy from those sound bites from the queue.
I know.
The energy of
which guy is more energetic, Fred McLeod or I should have found out the name of the
announcer.
The Spanish broadcaster, yeah.
I don't know. I like the Fred is a friend of mine, but I will say the Spanish guy was probably my favorite.
LeBron. LeBron.
I just like how he held out.
Incredible.
No, he had held out C for so long.
A hot minute, right?
I know.
I mean, he held this out for a long time. He almost lost it at the end, too. Right there.
I love it.
He goes,
I love
it. Incredible. Hey, you know it's going to be incredible tonight. Am I saying that correctly? Sure, why the hell not? Ladies and gentlemen, today... Tonight, it is the night. It's our second annual Big Z Sports Draft Party at the Bottoms Up Bar and Grill there in Strasburg. We know we will see you there. Food and drink specials, prizes and giveaways handed out throughout the evening. Our wing eating contest, which we have a number of contestants. A wild card one will be chosen at Bottoms Up there tonight. Huge shout out to Parkway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Dover. Also DTS Screen Printing and Embroidery there in New Philadelphia. And tonight from 6 until 9, we're going to be live on your airwaves, getting you geared up for the draft and all kinds of fun in between, including at around 7:30, the wing eating contest. The draft starts at 8. We'll recap the first few picks. We should get the two Browns picks in there before 9 o'clock, which they pick at 1 and 4. But it's going to be a big event tonight. We hope to see you there. We know Michelle is going to be there. Folks who maybe have never met Michelle before, for the first time, you could see her in the flesh.
Don't have high hopes.
Michelle, don't say that about yourself.
Just saying.
Just me putting a little pressure on you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No probs. You can sit at the cool table with the Big Z Sports crew.
Oh, nice.
You're totally allowed.
Thank you.
There's not a lot of room, though. Might be one more... One more seat.
I can always sit with Shauna. She's coming.
I said you can sit at the cool table
if
you want. You don't want to sit whatever table she's sitting at. Wherever her and Brooke are going to be at, you don't want to go over there. Trust me. I'd rather hang out with the Big Z Sports crew. That's tonight, though, folks. The second annual draft party. Hope to see you there. Of course, we'll talk more about it throughout the day. Also later, local country artist Casey Dreher will join me live in studio. That'll be 9 o'clock hour. Also, you have chances to win later on this morning as well.